Yeah, why are you so far away, Guruji? Are you distressed? So, do we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita in English language? No, it is, but it is coming, I guess. So Guruji will give a very lively and colorful translation now, not at all boring, in the same account, but full of this nice helps for listening to me. Shakti, which is called Svarup Shakti. That's Krishna's transcendental energy. And it falls into three categories. One of this is the Hladini Shakti, which is in essence love for Krishna. So if you go deeper into this love, you will come to Bhava. And that final emotion, if it is becoming even more condensed, it is called Mahabhava. Yes. It is described that Srimati, anyway, these are all too confidential. Okay, go.
Njen um, čula i tijelo su zaronjeni u ljubav prema Krišnu. Ona je Krišna vlastna energija i ona mu pomaže njim sam.
Yes, please read this.
Šrimati Radhani je potpuno duhovna kao je Krišna. Niko ne smije nju smatrati da je ima materiju. Ona je definitivno nije opodučena duša, koje imaju materna tijela, duba i sukuna, pretirana materna čuda. Ona je sve potpuno dukuna i jednako njeno tijelo i njen um imaju istu dukunu od teretonije. Zato je njeno tijelo je dukuna, njena čula su također dukuna. Tako njeno tijelo, um i čula su potpuno zabijesniti u bilovi prema Krišnji. Ona je personificirana Hladini Šakti, energija koja daje zadovoljstvo gospodinom unutarnjim moći i zato je ona jedini izvor uživanja Кришна не може уживати ништа што е у сушнини различито од него. Затоа Рада и Шри Кришна су идентични. Сандини е био Шри Кришна внутрашни енергија, манифестира се као све прилачна форма Шри Кришна и иста внутрашна потенција у Владини, у своја Владини форми, представлена е од Шримати Радарани, koje je najprivlačna za onoga koji sam sve privlačan. Nitko se ne može mjeriti sa Šitima Paradrami u transnanim zabavama kod nas ono sa Šitima.
And the last thing we will read about Radharani is here, also from Prabhupada's book.
I za nas tako ćemo čitati još na Radharani je ovo dijelo iz Prabhupada knjiga. Rada je ona koja daje zadovoljstvo Govindi i ona također privlači Govindu. Ona je početak i kraj svega za Krišnu, za Govindu, i ona je ukras najljepša od svih njegovih ljubavica. Ona vidi gospodina Krišnu gdje god baci svoj pogled. Njeno obožavanje se sastoji u tome što ispunjava sve želje gospodina Krišne. Zato je Rada svevišnja boginja i ona je obožavana od svakoga. Ona štiti sve i ona je majka čitavog univerzuma. Ona potpuno predstavlja svih šest obilja gospodina Krišne. Sva ljepota i sva sjaj počela u njenom tijelu. Sve lakšni dobivaju svoje ljepotu od njega. Gospodin Krišna privlači cijeli svijet, ali Šri Rada privlači čak i njega, zato je ona uzvišenija od njega. Šri Rada je potpuna moć i gospodin Krišna je vlasnik svih moći. Njih dvoje nisu različiti, kao što je objavljeno u svijetnim spisima. Oni su zapravo isti, kao što maska i lice su neodvojili jednu drugu, ili kao što vatra i toplina nisu različiti. Tako Rada i Krišna su jedno, ali oni su preuzeli dvije forme da uživaju pokusen svoj zadovoljstvo.
Nama om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Sivana Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithi Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Prachalime Sivasesa Sonyavadi Paskachari Prachalime
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastati Gaura Bhaktarvinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So as we have heard, Srimati Radharani is really not different from Krishna. Just like the heat is non-different from the fire. You can't say that you are in the fire, I'm in the hot, because you feel the hotness. You are definitely in the fire when you breath in the fire.
Tako kad ste u vatri, možete reći zapravo da ste također i u nešto što je vruće, jer kad zahvatite vatru, vi ćete osjećati.
Because you cannot separate the heat from the fire.
Ne možete odvojiti
Prabhupada has given another example how Radha is actually identical with Krishna.
Prabhupada je sljedeći primjer kako Radha je identičan s Krishna.
When a child goes before the mirror and sees his reflection, and begins to play with the reflection, he really only plays with himself.
Kad dijete dođe pred ogledalo i vidi se u zrcu, onda on se počne igrati i on se zapravo igra samo sa sobom.
Like you can understand our Vilo Rad, they'll have to get the mirror and make grimaces in the mirror. So he actually, it's not a second person he makes grimaces with, it's his own. So in the similar way, Krishna has separated himself into a second form, Radharani, as to enjoy transcendental pleasure. Yes. Now again, Radha and Krishna have become one in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So, Srimati Radharani is very important for us in devotional service. Because she is most dear to Krishna, she can actually recommend the devotee to Krishna. And Krishna will take great attention upon him who has received the mercy and attention of his beloved Srimati Radharani. Therefore, devotional service is actually under the protection of Srimati Radharani. Because only Radharani really attracts Krishna, the devotional service which must be under Srimati Radharani's care in order to attract Sri Krishna. And in order to really attract Krishna, you have to go through devotional service and through which is under the care of Radharani. Otherwise you will not be able to receive Krishna's favor if you worship him without Radha. You can see this fact in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We first chant Hare and then Krishna. Hare is the energy of Krishna or Radha, and Krishna is God. And we also say first Radha and then Krishna. Like in Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Punya Vihari, everywhere. So, without going through Srimati Radharani, Krishna will not be pleased. But if you go through Srimati Radharani, then although you may be imperfect, just on the recommendation of Radha, you will be able to reach Krishna. Now it is described that within this material world, the spiritual master is also a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. When we approach Krishna, we should pray, O Radha, I'm very fond, but somehow please recommend me to your Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing which we do when approaching the spiritual master. Now, we do not serve Krishna directly because he is too great and too special, so to say. But we serve the spiritual master who then links us up with Krishna. Radharani is most attached to Krishna. It is described that because she wants to meet Krishna, she takes on all kinds of austerities. Because the forest of Vrindavan is full of thorns, she practices walking over thorns in her own courtyard. And because in the forest of Vrindavan there are many snakes, therefore she has gone through a snake charmer in order to learn the art of charming snakes. And because in the forest of Vrindavan in the evening or in the night there are so many trees and it's black, dark night, so in order to practice walking beside the tree, she is practicing at home with a blindfold around her eyes. So you can see from this that she is prepared to do everything in order to come before Krishna and please her. And therefore Krishna considers Srimati Radharani his dearmost servant. Srimati Radharani's position is very confidential in devotional service. In no other line of teaching except the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, you will hear mention of her. Because Srimati Radharani's position is so extremely confidential. Shukadev Goswami only indirectly mentioned her name in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He speaks of one gopi who satisfies Krishna the most, and the Sanskrit word is Aradhana. So there is, in the hidden form, there is Radha in there. There were two reasons why Shukadev Goswami was so indirect. One is that not many people can understand Krishna's pleasure-giving potency, Radha. They will make mistakes and consider Radha Krishna like an affair between a young man and a young lady. And but the second reason is that whenever Shukadev Goswami said Radha, he fell in complete ecstasy. And since he wanted to instruct Maharaj Parikshit within 7 days, you know, he was going to die, Pariji Maharaj. There was no time to fall in ecstasy. So that's why he didn't mention Radha's name. So it is described that Srimati Radharani takes care of the devotees. In a very amazing way. Once Rupa Goswami was visited by his elder brother Sanatan, and they began discussing about the wonderful Leela of Krishna. They discussed for 4 hours. Then it became 5 hours. And they were becoming, they went higher and higher in the realms of Krishna Katha. Finally, Rupa Goswami said, my older brother, he considered Sanatana like his guru. My older brother, I think it is time to eat. Let me go to the village of Vrindavan and beg some chapatis. Yes, said Sanatana Goswami, let us do this, but have you considered that when Krishna manifests his Swarup Shakti and on the Vrindavan?
Da, možemo to uraditi, rekao sam sami, ali da li se isto dobro da kad Krishna manifestira svoj sad svoj čak i da stvar može ići sve više, više, više.
And there was no end.
I da tome neko kraje.
So finally, all of a sudden, they saw a beautiful young lady appearing and the beautiful young lady looked in a completely uncommon way. She had a golden luster around her body. So she said, I have brought some foodstuffs for you. I thought you might be hungry here. It is rice, ghee, milk and sugar. So you please prepare this and offer it to Krishna. Said Rupa Goswami, he was so immersed in this discussion that, yes, thank you very much, wonderful. And on they
discussed.
Finally, the girl came back and said, so have you cooked? Oh, sorry, we were discussing. So then the mystical girl herself took some cow patties and ignited the fire and cooked the rice and the milk.
I onda je ta djevojka uzela pogrijeku kralju Balagi i sama je zapravila vatru i počela u samu skupu.
And then she came back and said, yeah, you cannot cook anything, you are just only discussing, here, eat this.
I onda se vratila i normalno i rekla, evo za vas, ali vi nemojte ništa slušati, mi nemojte ništa slušati.
So, then, Sanatana Goswami tasted this.
Onda je Sanatana Goswami to slušao.
And immediately he fell into a transcendental ecstasy. He shouted, Krishna, oh Krishna, and lost his consciousness. And when he woke up, he said, who will describe? Then Rupa Goswami began to describe her. I've never seen her. She looked so beautiful. Sometimes I looked at her. I don't know why.
Rupa Goswami
But then Sanatana Goswami noticed that because his brother was talking about Srimad, a girl, it must have been Srimati Radharani, otherwise Rupa Goswami would not have described her in this way. So Srimati Radharani actually had personally appeared to deliver the sweet rice for her devotee. It is described she is the internal potency of Sri Krishna. And she is eternally encouraging the living entity in their service to Krishna. Yet it is said, the very name Radha suggests that she is eternally the topmost mistress of the compass of Sri Krishna.
Samo ime Radha govori o tome da je ona Krishna kosmička izbjegačica i ona koja daje komfort za društvo.
Yeah. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity service to Sri Krishna.
Ona je medij koja prenosi živim bićima službu od Sri Krishna.
Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna.
Bhakti Vrindavan is not the Dharani, but Srimati Radharani is certain that Buddha proposes this Dharani Krishna to the Nero.
Yes. I will end this little presentation today with another story about Srimati Radharani. Once Rupa Goswami had composed a nice poem. And in this poem he described Srimati Radharani's braid of hair.
In the toy poem, only a piece of Srimati Radharani.
Braid.
So
she said, the jewel just here, because just here.
On the record, the jewel here, holding
it. Yes. It looks like the dragoon on the foot of a black serpent.
On je rekao to, a izgleda kao dragulj na glavi
So when Sanatana Goswami came and saw this poem, he was highly enraged.
I kada je Sanatana Goswami došao i vidio tu djesnu bio jako
How can you give such an unbefitting example? This is Rasabasa. couldn't you give a better example? Yes. said to Rupa Goswami, sorry, I'm a great offender. You please correct this and find the right example. So sometime went back and forth. Think, how does this Raghu look? Then he has an idea. It looks like the moon over the ocean. Then he has an idea. It looks like the moon over the ocean. Then he thought, oh no, this is not correct, because the ocean is blue, but Radharani's hair are very black. He was thinking and thinking, and somehow it didn't come. No inspiration. He went into Vrindavan. You must understand, Vrindavan at that time was a beautiful, like a jungle. There's bees and wonderful birds and deer, like paradise. All of a sudden, in the distance, he saw a few little girls. And a swing on which they were swinging, one exquisitely beautiful girl. So, all of a sudden, behind this girl appeared a black cobra, a huge black cobra. First, he hadn't paid much attention, because he was in the world of literature. But when he saw the cobra, he ran towards it and shouted in order to warn the girl loudly, that the way you address little girls in Vrindavan. Vorsicht, be careful. And when the little girl saw him, and the girl on the swing saw him, now the girls on the swing and then the other girls that we see him for the and they all smiled in a very tricky way. And then they clapped in the hand and disappeared. That's going on here. And he was thinking, and then he understood it was Srimati Radharani herself who had intimated this Leela. So that Sanatana Goswami would understand that the comparison with the snake was perfect. So Sanatana Goswami went back to Rupa Goswami and told him everything is motion. So you can see that from this that Srimati Radharani is very merciful to us, her devotees. if a devotee is becoming serious in his service, Radharani makes, Srimati Radharani herself makes the arrangements so that this service becomes successful. So we are now on in the preaching service. Today we have a very nice festival for the people of Sarajevo, and we should all pray to Srimati Radharani that this becomes a full success and at least 100 bhaktas come from there. Not 100, but some bhaktas. And yes, and on this very auspicious appearance day of Srimati Radharani, we shall all strengthen our commitment to devotional
service.
So I suggest that when the feast is ready for Srimati Radharani, we again all assemble here in this temple room and make a nice kirtan for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani and offer the whole feast for her. And afterwards we can see if she has left something for us. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I think the subject matter is very easy and clear, so we will now end our round. Today we chant 25 rounds. Srimati Radharani ki
jai.